This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What sports ability would you need to get punched in the junk before every game? Let's go ahead and do cut two right here. This is how it happens.
Jokic looking for a cutter. Down goes Murray.
And this is going to be a foul on Murray, I think, saying that he gave an uppercut.
Murray wants the coaches to look at it.
They may call this a flagrant. He got bumped by Hardaway, no call. And then reached in and did the grab, which is a no-no.
Gave him a little noogie there.
And this could be a flagrant on Jamal. And if they deem that he went
for the noogies
to the Netherlands, this could be an ejection.
Went to the Netherlands is like the best way I've heard that said ever.
That is amazing. I do love the homerism that you still got in the call where you punch someone in the junk because he's like, oh, yeah, no call on the Hardaway contact.
And which is why he was frustrated, to be honest.
Yeah, and so that part was funny to me. And so
early in the third quarter, he was mad at a non-call, so he just ran down the court while Luka was dribbling 40 feet from the basket and went and fouled them intentionally. But he just ran and he just hugged. He's like, and he looked at the ref and he's like, that's a foul.
Wow, what a crybaby.
So he was,
nobody wants that guy on their team.
I don't know if we can, for our leader, say, yeah.
Yeah, because Luka likes to whine a lot.
What are y'all talking about? I've never noticed that.
I love Luka to death. But, man, I feel like sometimes I'm like, this is 50% basketball, 50% debate team.
Has he been doing that a lot lately? Because now that I think about it, it hasn't registered to me. Maybe I've just gotten used to it. Or has he been doing that recently?
Everybody in the NBA does it. Luka does it just like all the
superstars. He stole the ball last night from Jokic, and then Jokic grabbed him and fouled him. But Luka was upset about a shot he had taken on the opposite end, and he was yelling at the ref the whole defensive play and then stole the ball. And then the ref called a foul on Jokic, and he almost he caught himself because he was like he jerked almost like he was going to punch the ref because he was so mad that he didn't call the foul earlier when he shot. So, yes. And then he does the prayer thing to the refs.
Oh, like, please give me
I'm praying to you that you will call this for me.
So, a lot of interesting answers already from the 817. I'd run the 100, 200, and 4x100 faster than Usain Bolt. So I thought about this. I came up
it's
with a really.
Day.
Is there a lot of money in running?
You have to get punched in the junk every day to train to get that fast. So however long it takes Usain Bolt to get ready for an Olympics, which has to be long, you have to get punched in the junk every day to accomplish that one day.
I don't like what you guys are doing here. That person had a dream of being faster than the fastest man on the planet, and y'all turned it into capitalism.
Yeah, for one day. Yeah, I don't want to get punched in the junk for one day to have a good game of baseball.
He wants to get punched in the junk for multiple days to be good at every
day. He wants to have an ERA in the twos, and that'll make
it
worthwhile.
Hardaway scored 10 points in 4 minutes or 2 minutes after that. He made 2 free throws off the technical foul, hit 2 threes, and a dunk, I think it was.
Yeah.
So, look, all of a sudden, getting hit in the nards worked, man. So I was just like, maybe we should, right before the game, somebody cheap shot Hardaway when he's not thinking about it. And then he goes down and he's like, why did you do that? And you're like, because I needed you to score 25 tonight. Can you do what you did the last time you got hit in the nuts?
Okay. I've come up with a very – now, seeing some of these, I've shot too low. Because from the 469 to see 3 seconds into the future in MMA, that would be an incredible skill because you would know exactly what they were going to do and you could counter. So I've probably shot too low, but this has been a dream of mine ever since the Raiders drafted Sebastian Janikowski. My superpower is I can hit any field goal from 68 yards or closer, all right? Now, you factor in an additional 18 yards from where you're on the, at the field when you kick a field goal. 8 yards to snap it back and 10 yards to the end zone. That means...
As long as you're in plus territory?
That means if my team got to midfield, I would always make the field goal, because that's what the Raiders said back in the day. They're like, all we ever have to do is get to midfield and we're guaranteed points. That was an actual thing they actually said. So that would be my superpower. You would know every time they got to midfield, they're just going to kick the field goal. They're going to bring Haglund in. And so that would be my superpower. But looking at these, I definitely set the bar too low.
I would want to be able to always one putt if I was on or around the green. Like that would be like, he's on the green, he's around the green, there's no chance this dude's missing right now. Like, he is 100% with his putts, and like that would really help me out if I got in a bind where I hit one off into the woods too. But
so your superpower would not be making people care about golf?
No, it would. Like, I would be really good at golf, Kevin. I would be really good at that point.
Yeah, at that point, he'd be money. A generational and talent, and he'd be more important than Gandhi and Mother Teresa.
I would be very rich because golfers make a ton of money. And then on top of that, like, I'm not as physically abusive to my body as some other sports at that point.
And you go to Perkins and pick up anybody you wanted.
What's Perkins?
That's where Tiger was.
Yeah.
Going to town.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. Sorry. I thought it was
really weird
Waffle
that Corey
House.
Would choose a superpower that would lead him to cheat on his wife.
That's not. Wow. That's not my intent. It's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make money.
I thought
and,
you were better
be
than that,
great
Corey.
Golf.
Yeah.
You get to hang out with Jordan and Barkley. They get to show you the ways.
I don't know. I don't want to. I'd basketball. Like to hang out with them, but I'm not. That's not my game.
Just
I'm not
tell
trying
them
to play
Corey
that game.
Majors.
You'd be surprised. That works sometimes.
It does kind of work. I do it a lot.
Quarterback with spidey sense about pocket pressure. Man, you could just get that sense, and you always knew when a blitzer was coming or whatever. That would be amazing.
This is amazing. Our audience is turning themselves into superheroes.
Yeah, but that's
I had this as like being good at a sport or good. They're like, no, you know what I want? I want to be Spider-Man.
Mine is reasonable-ish.
But only when you're playing quarterback, right? Like, these things can't translate to off the field.
Okay.
All right.
This is fun, though.
Bassick, for people that missed it, what would be the power that you would develop from this?
The reason this came about is somebody asked me after I put on Twitter, after Hardaway got hit in the – sometimes I don't know what bad words and not bad words are on the radio.
Same.
Mm-hmm. Topical. No,
that's not good for the producer.
I can say nuts in front of my kid, and that's fine. I don't know if I can say that on the radio.
Oh,
like, that's
I really
not
wish we would
word.
Have discussed this before the segment started.
What about walnuts?
All right. Well, that's not a bad word to me at all, but then I might hear some text, right? Oh, that's horrible. You can't say nuts unless you're eating them out of like a jar.
Well, you played baseball. Don't you carry the balls in a bag?
Yeah.
It's a ball bag.
So that's what I put. I put that on Twitter, and then I said, would Hardaway take that? Would he take a punch in the junk? Okay. Even though I don't think saying the other word's a bad word, for 25 a game. And so then somebody asked me, would you have gotten hit in the junk every start that you had in Major League Baseball so you could have an ERA in the high twos? And I was absolutely yes. It's going to hurt. It goes away. After 2 to 5 minutes, it goes away. So, yeah, I will take that pain for 2 to 5 minutes so I can have an all-star career, a borderline Hall of Fame career. Yes. Hell, if you could just take a point off my ERA, I might have done it.
but this is the thing, Mike, right? You say that it goes away after 2 to 5 minutes, but that is once in a while. You are talking about repeated trauma to your manhood, right? Like, and that's
you might get used to it. We don't know this.
Three kids, too.
There might be a point
I imagine
where you're
to use that for enjoyment as well.
You know how, like, if you ever had a lower back injury and you have to put ice on your lower back, how painful it is? But after about 3 days of doing it, you know it's part of your routine, you're like, it's not going to be that bad. And so I'm just wondering, if you get kicked or hit in your junk eventually you might go, yeah, I know what it's going to feel like. It's not good, but it's not going to kill me.
Fact.
We also have to consider the idea that at this point you are making somebody on your team or organization into a serial manhood puncher, and that is something that cannot be, like, you, we can't abide
no,
by
no,
that.
No. Wrong.
Joey Gallo
hold on.
And Omar
hold
Mazzara.
On. Wrong. Reggie, you're looking at this incorrectly.
What?
Here's what's really going to happen, all right, is this is going to be like the Mavericks defensive belt. You will be named the nut puncher. So you will win the award because you had the most hustle or whatever, and you will get to carry out that act for the next day. And you can take out all your hostilities on the world, out on a teammate that you might not like to begin with the next day. Now, we got these.
I'd let Willie Cauley-Stein do it. He's going to only like try 50% of the
time. Oh my
God. Well, yeah. Sometimes they're not going to hit you square. Not every time are you going to hit square. Every once in a while, they might just nick it a little bit.
Yeah, but this is the thing. In the scenario that we put up, it seems like this is like tie. It's correlated. I feel like you got to, you know, give it your all. If you only half hearted, he may only score 10 points.
Is this a more reasonable outcome? From the 4-3-2, how about never dropping a pass you're thrown your way no matter what, followed immediately with from the 4-3-0, I want a 100% catch rate in the NFL no matter what. Man, that would rocket you to the top of the charts in the NFL. That's a really good one, and that one is reasonable enough.
If you can get open.
No, just throw it to me. I'll catch it. I have 100% catch rate. Just target me, and I'll catch it.
We needed Jamal Murray to come back out of the tunnel after getting ejected and go hit Hardaway again in the junk in the fourth quarter, and we might have won the game. Because that superpower of getting hit in the gonads only lasted for that awesome 2 minutes.
So what you're saying is now you actually have to hit that person below the belt continually?
Hey, I'll tell you what.
If, you got to, like, refresh?
Too far.
Maybe if you start struggling. Maybe if I'm on the mound and all of a sudden I've given up 2 runs in the second inning, the first inning was a 1-2-3 inning, and the pitching coach does not give me any instruction. He just comes out there, punches me in the nards, and then he goes back, and then I get out of the inning and, you know, reset. It matters.
Do you see
for
the slippery
reason,
slope that you're on, Mike? And also, I know there's a lot of people listening right now that would take up that job for you, Mike.
That superpower
Hardaway
got
give you their
for
numbers.
2 to 3 minutes.
Maybe that's from the 817. Maybe that's already what Larry Fitzgerald does. Wow. Now people have started to speculate on the athletes that have developed these powers from something
Tom
like this.
Tom Brady, that makes sense. Yeah.
Mike, would you, if you could have made this deal, would you rather have won a Cy Young Award and a World Series or an NBA championship?
When you say an NBA championship, am I like one of the three best players on the team?
Or is
you
he
or am
Brian
I,
Cardinal?
Or am I Bill Winnington?
No, you're
a blob or something.
You're,
like, yeah,
you're KP. You're KP.
Oh, my God. It's easy for me to say basketball because I never got anywhere close to playing NBA basketball where at least I was able to play Major League Baseball. But, yeah, I would probably lean towards basketball, but that's because I at least got to play Major League Baseball. But I will say this. Here's another one that I wanted to change the topic on. My wife says getting hit in the boob is just like getting hit in the
nads.
I have no clue because obviously I have boobs but not woman boobs.
Oh, my God.
So
is the 12 o'clock
Is there any way to correlate a woman getting hit in the boobs versus a man getting hit in the junk to get the pain threshold of how much it hurts and the difference of pain? Because I haven't seen a girl get hit in the boobs and then go down crying and can't breathe, but maybe that is the case.
They might just be better equipped for pain in general.
I mean, they give birth.
I don't know the answer to that, but from the 214, the real question is, how many different terms for male genitalia does Bassick know? I think it's Corey who's responsible for this. He has fired off so many. I don't know if our chat shows up on the Twitch. Well, thank God
also,
for that.
I'm very confused as to some of these because I'm not sure if these are real. Some of these don't make a fifth base. Really?
Corey has fired off so many of these. What was one of them? Kangaroo apples?
One of my favorite is member. Just use the word member, getting hit in the member.
Clock weights.
What do you think, Kevin? How do you think we can figure out the boobs versus nads combination? that which one hurts more. And by how much?
Science. Actually, there is science. There is scientific evidence out there that getting hit one time there is very is more painful in like I don't know, it's like volts or whatever, than giving birth.
Was this sports science?
There was. I saw it on like YouTube or something, but yeah. There was a video that like explained the pain threshold, and like one time there is as painful as birth.
And everything on YouTube is true.
I feel like they got deplatformed immediately.
Oh, I need to know the answer because there's been a discussion in my house that needs to be solved.
I don't know what to do with that.
Great segment, gentlemen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.